Anna and Bob are two friends about to play a game. They have a bag with 100 stones, and they will take turns in order to leave the bag without stones. Bob starts, and the winner is the one who takes the last stone out of the bag. Now I ask you, what strategy could any of the two friends apply in order to always win the game? This is an example of just one of the many exercises I might encounter in my daily life, given that for some years now, I have chosen to be an ongoing math Olympian. But you might be thinking, what do Anna and Bob taking stones from a bag have to do with math? Isn't math about equations, derivatives, graphs, and shapes? We will sometimes, but no. My experience with this particular branch of science involves maximizing lateral and critical thinking to approach reality in an alternative way in order to solve its problems, just like the game of Anna and Bob. But don't worry about trying to solve it now, because I know very well what you're thinking at this very moment. I might even know better than you what's going through your heads. You believe you're just thinking about how to solve the exercise that I just presented you. But in reality, you're also asking yourself if someone else will solve it before you do. This happens because we're constantly concerned about who we are, how we are, and how we are going to be perceived by others. And that's absolutely normal. But what happens when our opinions about who and how we are start to worry us to unhealthy levels? What happens when that preoccupation turns into anxiety? And what happens when that anxiety ends up censoring our ability to be ourselves? When I was 10 years old, one day at school, I was sitting at my table when suddenly the principal and the seventh grade teacher entered the classroom. They asked for silence, and we were all attentively listening to the proposal they brought. They asked who wanted to sign up for the Mathematics Olympiad. Math, the most feared subject for some and hated by others. Who would want to say yes? Well, I wanted. I love math. However, seeing that any of my classmates or friends raised their hand paralyzed me with shame, and I preferred to say nothing. I thought about this for several days, repeatedly asking myself again and again if I really wanted to participate. And again, the answer was always yes, I did. So I made the decision. Despite being the only interested one, I told my mom and sent an email to the school to enroll. They replied that this was no longer possible to enroll, but they underestimated the dissuasive power of a determined 10-year-old. With persistence, and a couple of emails, and a couple more visits to the principal's office, they finally allowed me to register. Deciding to enroll in the Mathematics Olympiads meant doing something none of my classmates or anyone I knew was doing. It was not the conventional path, and that had led to the first reaction I had, which was being afraid. That fear led to my impulse to reject my preferences to avoid the judgment of others. But after some personal reflective work, despite all this anxiety, I tried a path that actually felt my own, although very far from the path of others. The moment I made this decision, I realized I had taken a backpack off my shoulders. It was the weight of all what I was supposed to do to be complacent with my surroundings. And I found myself asking fundamental questions like who am I and what I'm passionate about. And these questions opened fascinating doors with beautiful opportunities the following years. And I would like to share some of them with you. There are many times in life that hidden passions awaken us. For me, this happened with the Mathematics Olympiads on the day I took my first test. There were three exercises, and like most people, I started reading the first one. It had a drawing of a square next to a triangle. I needed ask to measure them with a ruler. I had to understand how to relate these two figures to find the perimeter. And do you know what? After finishing this test, I discovered an unexpected passion. I started practicing a lot at home, and I enjoyed more and more each time. Can you imagine my fascination at discovering something I was passionate about? Most people overlook these experiences, but for me, it was eye-opening. It is interesting to think that for many people, the square with this triangle may seem complex first, and that it's necessary to calculate equations that seem to have no end. However, my perspective is different. For me, this world of lateral thinking, patterns, and logic is so fascinating because of how numbers come together like puzzle pieces, creating a coherent and orderly environment. But wait, we're forgetting about Anna and Bob. They're still there, waiting for us to play. They're waiting for us to think of a strategy for either of them to be able to say how many stones to take in each case to win, regardless of what the other player does. In this journey, I met many people with whom I formed beautiful friendships. I discovered how important it is to have someone to accompany you, a second opinion. And intentionally, by talking out my passion at home, I awakened in my younger sister the beauty of the complexity of problems and the constant search for intellectual challenges between logic and creativity. We sit together and can spend hours debating a problem. In life, there are many challenges that led us to confront our emotional, mental, and physical barriers. Clearly, I sometimes come across with exercises that at first I don't know how to solve, and that despite thinking of them for a long time and consulting several people, I couldn't understand either. That leads to frustration, which yes, I encountered many times, but I realized that enjoying the process is as important as the final result. Each obstacle or unsolved exercise is a new opportunity to learn and grow. If anyone was wondering how to solve the exercise, well, as I said, you have to find a strategy. In this case, it will be for Anna. She will always leave Bob with a multiple of 4 stones. Since 100 is a multiple of 4, she will eventually leave him with no stones. In other words, she wins. If Bob takes 3 stones, Anna takes 1. If Bob takes 2 stones, Anna takes 2. And if Bob takes 1, Anna takes 3. Whenever her turn ends, the two of them have taken 4 stones. That's Anna's strategy, making sure that regardless of how Bob plays, she can win. In the Mathematics Olympiads, I am like Anna. I found a strategy to always win, no matter what happens. Do you want to know what my strategy is? My strategy begins with the fact that throughout the talk, I made no comment about how I perform, because it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant. You don't know if I was the best, always winning the first prize, or if I never won a medal in years of competing. It doesn't matter, it's irrelevant. Also, as I progressed, I found the true success in all this. In a world where you have a honest connection with yourself, you always win. It's not always physical prizes, a medal, or a diploma. It goes much farther. I found myself, discovered what I love, and I can't even start to explain how beautiful it feels. I invite you to search for yourself, find what you love and fully devote to it, to find meaning in a path of discoveries, with challenges and achievements, and to go with your passion, because I assure you it's an endless source of motivation and energy that will encourage you to be better, to keep growing, and to always seek ways to learn. In my case, it was that love for mathematics that helped me understand that success is not only the final result, but is in every step, whether it is setbacks, frustrations, or simple amusement. If you tie a true passion alongside the path of your life, believe me, you will always win. Thank you very much.